you can hear, we are traveling today by train. We're currently midway between Navadip and Calcutta. We're going down to our temple at Dum Dum Park in Calcutta in order to see Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Govindadev Goswami Maharaj on his 22nd world tour. On the train accompanying me, then we've got some sannyasis, we've had Acharya Maharaj and Sripad Damodar Maharaj and other devotees coming down to see Srila Govinda Maharaj. And sitting beside me here on the train is Nrisinga Chaitanya Prabhu. He's from Baltimore on the east coast of America, and he's one of the new generation of devotees who was born as a devotee in a devotee family. His mother and father are devotees, and this is his first time to India. He's been here for some months and not so much traveled around India so far. Nrisinga Chaitanya Prabhu, please tell us some of the differences between traveling on a train here in India and traveling on a train back home in the USA.
Well, in India, whenever I'm traveling, I'm going to some place which is meaningful, like to Navadvip or to Calcutta to see Srila Gurudev and the devotees, or to Jagannath Puri. And in America, I never traveled on the train for any spiritual purpose. So that is one thing that comes immediately to my mind.
Our journey at the moment is very much passing through the rural areas with rice fields, palm trees, and small villages with thatch houses or with mud huts. Some of them have got tiled roofs, some of them have got thatch roofs, and it's very much a rural area. And of course the devotees from Navadvip will have come somewhere along this route, one would have assumed, on their way down to Puri. Their annual pilgrimage to Puri will have had the Panchatattva. Nityananda Prabhu of course roamed extensively over West Bengal in his preaching and distribution of the Harinam Mahamantra and Harinam Sankirtan. You came to India how long ago?
The second week of February.
So during this time you've attended the Gauropanima programs and you've seen a lot of devotees here at that time when the temple in Navadvip was very much overcrowded actually, devotees sleeping in the corridor, many devotees to a room. And then since then it emptied out quite quickly with the summer coming. So can you share some of your reflections as a first time visitor to Chaitanya Sahasrarupa? Some of the reflections, the things that stand out most that you'd like to tell the devotees around the world?
Well, festival time is always very nice and very wonderful. But if any devotees want to come when there's not a festival, then at the mosque, they're always very happy when other devotees will come to visit. And if it is at a non-festival season, then that has a special jubilation because it is unexpected, so it is very nice.
By now we've left Bandel Station, so we're on the last leg to Calcutta. And one reflection, as we've been talking together here on our journey down to Calcutta, is that around the world, many devotees, they're making preparation for the pilgrimage to London, and many more too for the pilgrimage to St. Petersburg in Russia. So I know at this very moment are already in the aeroplane as we speak, heading in those directions in order to meet with Srila Gurudev there. Somehow our pilgrimage today is a mixture of happiness and a little sadness, because in fact we're going to see Gurudev off at the beginning of his journey, so we'll be actually be in separation from him for the next 5 or 6 or possibly more weeks, depending whether His Divine Grace accepts the invitation to go to other places in the world on from Russia. So we are very happy to go to be with His Divine Grace Srila Govinda Maharaj in Calcutta, but the sadness of course is there that we will be in separation thereafter. And another big concern from India is that seeing his health, we are all very prayerful that he will manage the traveling and his health will hold up okay, and that he will in fact not be injured or not be overtired by these travels that will come up. It's a long flight to London, so it's a long, long journey. and our prayers will be with him at every step of the way, and our prayers are also with the devotees who will be receiving him and visiting him there, to please be gentle upon his divine grace, not to make any obligation that he will feel under pressure to make speeches or to be obligated in any way, so that he will feel at home and relaxed. Remember, the last four world tours he's been on, sadly there have been major physical problems, so we pray that this won't be happening on this fifth tour. We can tell we're approaching Calcutta because all the way along this part of the route now, although it's very rural still, there are many houses, increasing number of people around and about, even though today is a rainy day. So we're currently passing through Howrah Station, having arrived, and we're going to head for the launch, the boat which will take us up to Bag Bazaar. So it is raining and it's windy, and we're at the jetty of the boat. We just missed a boat, in fact, going up to Bag Bazaar, so we'll have to wait a little while here with the advertising loudspeakers in view of the Howrah Bridge. With a constant flow of traffic both ways, this is in fact the busiest bridge for the number of people it carries in the whole world. It's in the Guinness Book of Records. We've just docked at the end of the launch ride at Bag Bazaar, and now we're coming by taxi this fairly short distance from near the launch up until the Dum Dum Park temple. First of all, we're passing by the temple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur on our right side, just house or two's depth inside. This is the main temple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in Calcutta, very close to the Ganges here. And then we're heading up by taxi to Shyam Bazaar, which is a major 5-point junction and roundabout, and from there heading up Jessore Road to Dum Dum Park. Here we are arriving in front of the temple. We are now in the oasis of the Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Krishna Anusilana Sangha here in Dum Dum Park. And we fortunately had the darshan of Srila Bhaktisundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj just after arriving. And after that, then by his wish, he sent us to take prasadam. So we had the wonderful prasadam, which is famous around the world, which is served here in Dum Dum Park. And now I've come through to the Sevak Bhavan, the new building. And here I've met with Annapurna Devidasi. She's going to be our news reporter in Russia with His Divine Grace. She's going to go there. Annapurna Devidasi has already given us a couple of news reports from Calcutta, from the Dum Dum Park temple, from her experience day by day with Srila Govinda Maharaj and with the devotees. She interviewed a couple of the devotees, and now she herself is going to grace us with a few words. She's preparing to go to Russia. She's going ahead of Srila Govinda Maharaj, is that correct?
Yes, Vrinda Devi and I are going on Monday to Delhi for 2 days, and then the next Wednesday we're going to Moscow, and in Moscow we'll hopefully stay at the temple there for that afternoon, hopefully visit the Jagannath Express restaurant, and go to St. Petersburg by train that night.
We've seen on the web that around 300 devotees, or perhaps more, are expected to converge on St. Petersburg. Do you know at this time, before you go, what kind of accommodation is arranged for you?
I don't. Vrinda and I are just going to be there and hopefully serve as much as we can the dynamic movement in Russia.
And have you been to other centers abroad apart from California, which is where you are based, of course, and here in Navadvip and India?
No, actually, I've only traveled to India and to the temples in Navadvip, Calcutta, and where I'm from.
What service are you doing in America?
I usually cook regular nights for Sri Sri Didi, the cook in SoCal. I assist Sanatani Didi in the kitchen every Sunday for the Sunday feast. I assist my sister in the painting business she's running for Hasupriya and Gurudev's temple business there in Soquel. I am her secretary there in Soquel, and I also have one service of massaging the devotees. That is my fortune.
This time you came to India with your father, Sava Bhavana Prabhu, and you came sometime during the end of July, I think. And you were planning to stay for 1 month. You are still with us here in September. What has happened in the meantime?
Well, by Gurudev's mercy, I have been inspired to stay. This began actually in Navadvip when my father and I went there for just a couple of days for Srila Guru Maharaj's disappearance festival. There in Navadvip, one morning he gave a class. He gave a class about service, and I was thinking that I really don't know how to serve, and this place hopefully would be the place to learn how. And from then on, I really couldn't think of leaving. And I talked to my father about it, and he said, wait and see, meditate on it. And I did. And a couple weeks later, my father and I talked about it, considered everything, had to postpone my school, but we asked Srila Gurudev, and he mercifully gave his consent and said he would be happy if I stayed. He has given me some service here in the Calcutta temple under some of the Western ladies that are serving here. And it's been a very wonderful experience being here.
And how did it transpire that you're going to go to Russia?
I was thinking about going to Russia, but not sure if I should go. But it came about that Vrinda Didi was also going. Srila Gurudev asked her to go. And so it worked out very well that I would go to her, just directly to Russia. And I was very inspired to go to Russia after Sadapriya Prabhu came back and hearing all of the wonderful stories of the devotees in Russia and from all the tours Gurudev has been in Russia, I was very inspired to go and see that dynamic movement in Russia. And so I'm very, very happy that I'm able to go this time with Srila Gurudev.
Indeed, and this time you have some special service because you have been asked not just by myself but by several devotees to please continue giving some reports.
Yes, I'd be very happy to continue my spoken updates for the devotees. By their grace, they're listening to me. And I will definitely have a lot of things to say because there is always so much going on in Russia. I have heard many stories. So there will be much activity going on in Russia to update you on.
Thank you very much, and we look forward to hearing your news from Russia and sharing some of the devotional activities there with His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Sandra Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj.